I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. As House lawmakers ponder whether or not to legalize marijuana, two key questions have risen to the fore. Will legal pot make Vermont's highways more dangerous, and will more young residents use cannabis if it's sold legally in stores? As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the answers all depend on who you ask.
House lawmakers are finally beginning to wrestle with some of the same issues that dominated the Senate debate last month, such as highway safety and usage rates among Vermont youth. Fiona Cooper is the director of the Washington State Highway Patrol Forensic Laboratory. Last week, Cooper told Vermont lawmakers that in 2012, the year before the legalization law took effect in Washington State, about 18% of impaired driving cases involved motorists who tested positive for THC. By 2015, the figure had risen to nearly 33%.
You can see that the number of cases that had THC in their system significantly increased.
It's one side of a complicated story, and the person at the helm of Vermont's highway safety mission says it isn't reason to reject the legalization proposal.
I don't think there's a necessary relationship between legalization of marijuana and an increase in highway deaths, depending upon how the policy is done.
That's Secretary of Transportation Chris Cole, who says 30% of highway fatalities in Vermont involved impaired drivers. Of those, Cole says, half involve motorists who later test positive for THC, despite the fact that it's illegal.
That's not a policy that's working. So if it were regulated and it was in a different type of market, I would like to see what that looks like.
Testimony is similarly contradictory when it comes to the impact of legalization on youth usage rates. Dr. Trey Williams is a resident physician at the University of Vermont Children's Hospital. Williams says a recent health impact assessment from the Vermont Department of Health projects a 5% increase in youth usage rates. Williams also notes that according to one federal survey, Colorado has gone from having the third highest rate of marijuana use among youth to number one since it legalized the drug.
If we legalize it, we are sending the message that it is okay. It's not okay legal for them to use it, but it's okay, and it will eventually be okay, just like alcohol is.
But Matt Simon, New England political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, says there isn't nearly enough data to prove a cause and effect relationship between legalization and higher teen use. He says a survey by Colorado health officials actually showed a small decrease in youth marijuana use. Here's Simon.
So if kids want marijuana today, they're able to get it. We need to do a better job educating and helping young people understand why they shouldn't try marijuana until they're at least 21 years of age, and that's one of the goals of this policy.
Moortown Representative Maxine Grad is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Judiciary Committee. She says it's tricky to try to reconcile the contradictory statistics from different witnesses.
But that is a challenge of this process, to really consider the testimony, where it's coming from, and making decisions.
Grad says she doesn't expect the committee to hold a formal vote until after this week. Even if the legislation passes through the Judiciary Committee, it would still need approval from two more House committees before going to the floor. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.